You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week, we're talking about indulgence, including this one, which isn't legal unless you live in Colorado or Washington, marijuana. I want you to think about how you picture marijuana's brand. Is it strictly college stoners and Cheech and Chong? Because believe it or not, there is an entire business devoted to rebranding pot, which, after all, is a commodity bringing in millions of dollars in tax revenue in the states where it's legal. Olivia Mannix is the co-founder of the marijuana marketing company Cannabrand, which works with marijuana businesses in Colorado. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to know what you think marijuana's brand is right now.
It's still largely stigmatized. There's still a lot of misinformation out there, where people don't really understand the value of the plant in terms of medical and recreational purposes. What we're trying to do is help its brand and its image by running campaigns and helping our clients with their brands and how they want marijuana, or we say cannabis, to be portrayed by the public.
You use the word cannabis, marijuana, but you're not using, you know, pot, weed, as I think my mother would say, grass, any of those terms. I'm guessing that's intentional.
Yes. We try to stray away from pot, weed, grass, because I personally feel that those names have negative connotations. Just using cannabis to describe the product is another step towards rebranding and also debunking myths and stigmas associated with the plant.
When you think about debunking the stigmas that you call them, how much of that do you think is about widespread acceptance or legality, and how much of that is about perception?
Ooh, that's hard to say. I definitely think they're both issues. So in terms of legality and perception, I think they actually go hand in hand. Because if we were to change the perception of what people think cannabis is, that will influence policymakers. So I think in order to legalize cannabis federally in the next few years, we'll really need to change the perception of what people think cannabis is, and ideally just take away all the old school propaganda that we were fed.
I imagine there are going to be people listening to this interview who say, you've got to be kidding me. An advertising agency built around marketing pot, they're going to think that seems insane.
Yeah, I mean, it might sound insane, but this is an industry, this is a marketplace, and every industry needs to have some type of branding and marketing and advertising associated with it. And yes, one might think that marijuana, cannabis sells itself and it doesn't need to be marketed, but now that this is a legal industry, it's a competitive marketplace, and companies need to differentiate themselves.
So who's the customer you're trying to reach right now?
We're reaching lots of different customers because we have different types of clients who either market to the age range of 21 to 35 to the boomers. So it really depends on what the product is that we're selling, and it's pretty much opening up the plant to a wider demographic.
Well, let's say you were going to market to me. I'm a 39-year-old public radio host. You know, I work really hard. I don't have a ton of time. How do you convince me, one of these products is for you?
We would figure out kind of what your lifestyle, your trends are. Say you enjoy having a glass of wine at night. Maybe you'd like to try a low dose of an edible or a vape pen and see how that would make you feel. Because there are a lot of positive aspects to marijuana. And for instance, like, you won't have a hangover. There's definitely a lot of health benefits associated with consuming cannabis instead of drinking or using cannabis to relax or using cannabis to be creative.
There's been a backlash too, though. You know, people who have gone to Colorado or Washington and maybe consumed products, gotten very high, and seem to not know what they're doing. Is there a niche in that space for your messaging to reach?
We are always on top of the latest laws and regulations. I think the biggest gap is education and people not knowing how much they should be consuming, where they should be consuming. So that's something that we're really trying to promote, because a lot of people would eat an edible, not feel anything, and then eat more, and then later on feel the effects too much.
Does some of this have to do with physical space? I mean, some of these dispensaries
can seem a little creepy, a little grungy, and maybe aren't attractive to the larger market, and certainly the kind of sort of upscale professionals that, you know, some of your brands are targeted toward.
There actually are a lot of beautiful dispensaries in the Denver and Colorado area that have really been able to change their interior design. And some of them look like Mac stores. Some of them just have beautiful woodwork. And a lot of the other dispensaries are sort of evolving their brands and making their space more comfortable for their target market.
You got in some trouble when the New York Times did a story looking at rebranding of marijuana, and you said, "We're weeding out the stoners," which is sort of a tongue-in-cheek quote. But it raised some real tension between a lot of activists who felt like they'd pushed for legalization for a long time and then a lot of these new businesses. How did you navigate that?
So that quote was miscommunicated on what we were trying to say. What we were trying to say was that we're trying to change the image of the industry in terms of marketing and advertising and just giving it a cleaner and a better look, because honestly, the industry has not been in the best light. So we're not weeding out the stoners per se. It's trying to change the image of the industry.
What's the target? Can you give me an example of an industry right now that you think in 5 years you would like to see cannabis emulate?
Definitely the liquor industry, just in terms of how it's regulated that you can market and advertise with liquor. I really would like to see there be more leniency so that marketers and advertisers can do their job for the cannabis industry.
Olivia Mannix is the co-founder of Cannabrand. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.